The Gemara in Menachot on Daf Lamed Zayin says, relates an interesting story. And from this, as the outcome of this story, we can learn some very, very important halachas of the halachas of tzitzis. The Gemara relates as follows. Ravina have a ka'ozel abatra the marbra of Ashi, the Shabbat of the Rigla. Ravina was walking behind Marbra of Ashi, and the Shabbos of Regal, the Shabbos when everyone was to come to hear the shir, the Rosh Hashiva would give a shir, and all the people would come to the shir on Shabbos, and this week Shabbos, and Ravina was walking behind him. Ifrik Karna Dukhute. So the tzitzis of Marbra of Ashi, one of the tzitzis tore. But what on the label in Yidi, he didn't tell anything. Karmata Labesa, when Marbra of Ashi got home, on the way, Mehon from Ifrik. Your tzitzis tore back there. If you would have told me then, I would have taken off my beggars. Right there and then, I would have taken it off. Why would you have taken off the talis? The reason he said he's taking off the talis is because since one tzitzis was torn, the other tzitzis, with the other tzitzis, he was not being the kind of mitzvah. And we know that on Shabbos, if you're wearing a talus, if the tzitzis are kosher, so there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, so that it's part of the beged, and you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. But if the tzitzis are not kosher, therefore, it's as if you're tearing the tzitzis, because they're just extra. You're not wearing them, it's as if you're tearing the tzitzis. You're not allowed to wear a beged with tzitzis which are not kosher on Shabbos. So therefore, I would have taken off the beged instead of tearing the tzitzis when we should surround them. So he said, so yes then, but why? Why were you taking off the beged? It's covered up brias. In other words, for and we say that covered up brias is berach a lord shebe Torah. A person that doesn't have this embarrassment of going without the beged is berach a lord to say. So you're not either allowed for covered up brias. So he answered him back, Tirgumu rav bashvok, a major of kana, belav de lord sosur. The only time covered up brias is berach is only allowed de rabbonon. In other words, which it says Lord Seisha B'Torah. The Lord Seisha B'Torah is one sorcerer that we learned that we have to follow the halachas d'rabbanan. But is it a raisa of caring on Shabbos? And that we say in Chochma Bein Tzfula, a person has to keep the Lord Seisha B'Torah, and we don't care whether he'll be embarrassed or not. The Igadami, another version of the story was, Mehotam Amulei. He told them when it was torn. Vomeray my daitach lemishte. Well, are you going to take it? I'm going to take it off. Vomer my gorokar ba'abriya shidach lemishte shabatayra. He says, no, I'm not going to take it off because the covenant breeds, I don't have to take off my beged. So he asked him back, Vatirgum arav ba'ashvok ha'medi of kind of balab goy sasa. I thought it's only Isidra Abona.
Okay. Sorry about that.
How do you record it?
Okay.
Let's start again.
So he didn't find necessary to take off the talis because it was only an iser derabbanan. Now the Mordechai in Hilchos Tzitzis brings this Gemara. First brings the Shita of Reb Shloima Midarvash, and he says that if a person wears a baguette, a four-cornered baguette, and he does not have tzitzis on it, so he's over iser. In other words, one is not allowed to wear a baguette of four corners without tzitzis. And the Mordechai himself says, no, a person is allowed to put on a baguette without tzitzis on it. However, after he put on the beged, now he has a mitzvah to put on tzitzis. Where's the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be on Shabbos. The Mordechai says like this. According to Reb Shloima, if someone is wearing a beged on Shabbos, which doesn't have tzitzis on it, he's over mitzvah etzei, because you're not allowed to wear a four-cornered beged, which does not have tzitzis. However, the Mordechai holds that no, we're allowed to put on a beged l'chapkir doesn't have four corners. Just someone who's wearing a four-cornered beged, now he's required to put on tzitzis on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to put on tzitzis because you can't tie on Shabbos. So you will be allowed to continue wearing the beged, and you're not being over Mrs. Essay because you're an oinus. You're not allowed to put on the tzitzis now. Therefore, you could put on the beged and wear it on Shabbos on the week. When you put on such a beged, then you'll be mechuyev to put on tzitzis. And if you don't put on tzitzis, you'll be mevatel Mrs. Essay. But on Shabbos, when you can't put on the tzitzis, you can wear a four-cornered beged with no problem. So this is a major point which has a lot of ramifications. We'll speak of a few of the different ramifications. If there's an issur to wear a beged which does not four corners which does not have tzitzis on it, then we say that a person can put on whatever beged he wants. Just the Torah says if you're wearing a four cornered beged, you have an obligation to put on tzitzis. Or we say no, a person is not allowed to wear a beged of four corners which does not have tzitzis on it. So the Mark brings a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara deals with the issur. What issur was there? The issur on Shabbos. The issur of Shabbos. The problem was that Mav Rav Eshi, after his tzitzit were torn, was going with a beged with three tzitzit on it. And since you have three tzitzit, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. And then the Gemara says the tzitzit, if it was an issur of Rabbanan, there was a carmelist, so it was okay. He didn't have to take up the beged because he wasn't carrying. But he says, according to Rabbi Shlomo Midrash, that says that there's an issur, even on Shabbos, to wear a beged of Dalet Kamvis without tzitzis. So, notwithstanding the issur of Shabbos, which was only issur Rabbanon, but the issur of tzitzis is an issur d'oraisa. So, and if we say that Kavod HaBrit is not doicha an issur d'oraisa, so then, why didn't he have to take up the talis? Because of the issue of wearing a beged of four corners without tzitzis. Therefore, he proved his shita that a person is allowed to wear a four-corner beged without tzitzis on Shabbos because he can't make the tzitzis anyway. And he'll then be an oinus. He's not allowed to make the tzitzis and he can wear the beged. And therefore, there is no issue. So, for this he proves that actually there is no issue to wear a beged of four corners without tzitzis. Now, the Achronim asked a question on the Raya of the Mordechai from the Gemara in Brochus and Dafchof. The Gemara in Brochus Dafchof says clearly that although we say that Kol HaBriyos is not Doicha or Mitzvah Doraita, that's Dafka or Mitzvah which a person transgresses the Kumba Asei. In other words, if a person actively is not allowed to actively be over an Isser of the Raita because of Kavod HaBriyos, which is like our case. If he would have carried the tzitzis outside, he would have actively done an Isser Shabbos of Tiltul in Shusharabim, or Tiltul in a Kamlis, and that's a Kumba Asay, it's an active act, and that is not just Kavod HaBriyos. However, the Gemara says clearly that the Shei Bal Tasa passively, even an Isser Daraisa, Kavod HaBriyos is Doicha, even if it's a Rekha. So therefore, now, how do we relate to the issue of wearing a four-cornered beggar without tzitzis? Is that an active act or passive act? From that, I heard bring a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, Aftabek, there's a long sugya in the Gemara about the din of Yesh Koyach B'yad HaChomim Laker Dovim Ratzoyah. In certain cases, the Chachomim had the right to override an issur in the Torah, but the Gemara for certain takonis the chachamim were doicha issur in the Torah with their takonis. However, the Gemara says that they only are able to be doicha an issur Torah the sheva al tasa passively and not actively. Those the chacham cannot make a takonis that someone should go out and eat chaylev or someone should go out as Yimchal Shabbos. However, passively, that the person, B'shei Bal Tasa, Yesh Koch B'yad Chachom to be Doicha. In other words, that there's a mitzvah, and they can say that we don't have to be, because of a takkola, but we mevato, that the person will not be in the kind of the mitzvah. Now, the Gemara brings an example to this klal from the din that we had early in the Gemara, we have later in the next parak. The Chachom said that a beggar of Pishtun, we all put tzitzis in a beged of pishtim. Why? Zerim shum klo'ilam. It means that really, a person who has a beged of linen he should put in tzitzis of tzelos, which must be wool, and we'll say Esther Berchel like say, and it's not, he won't be over Issa of Shatnez. Rather, he'll have a mitzvah, a digmorin from Smuchin, that like Tilba Shatnez, Tzemel Pishin Yachta of Gil and Tatlucha, and from the Smuchin we learn that the mitzvah of tzitzis, the doicha, the loitzeh of klein, and therefore if a person has a linen beggar, he's allowed to put in tzitzis. The Chachamim said that we're afraid that he won't put in proper tchelis, some will fool him, and he'll put in kor ilon, the false tchelis, and therefore he will have an issur of shatnas without being kind the mitzvah, without being kind the mitzvah of tzitzis, of tchelis. And therefore, they said, what should a person do if he had a four-cornered baguette of linen? He should go without tzitzis altogether. He should not put in the tchelis. And so the boy says, from this we see, yesh koyach v'yan chachomim lakar dovna atoyah v'sheva al-keter. In other words, this is considered a path of act. Wearing the four-cornered beged without tzitzis is considered a passive act of being mevatel the Torah. So, once again, the Mordechai brought a raya against the Reb Shloimeh from the Gemara here that says that the only issur that Mav Rav Ashi would have had by going with a talis without tzitzis would have been the issur of tiltor on Shabbos. However, we see from here that there would not have been a problem of wearing the four-cornered bed without tzitzis. From there, he wants to prove that there is no issur d'oraisa to wear four-cornered bed without tzitzis. So the Achronim ask on the Mordechai, there's no raya, because we needed an issur loisa se, an issur which were over the bekumba se, an active transgression of an of issur. And that we only find by Shabbos. But as the Gemara in Yivama says, that not putting tzitzis on a beged is considered transgressing the sheva al tase. Then the Gemara in Bracha says that on sheva al tase, even if it's a deraisa with darcha, so therefore what's the Mordechai's raya against the Shulam of the Yavosh? Since the issue of not putting, we couldn't bring the issue of not putting tzitzis, because if we're not putting tzitzis, it's a sheva al tase. And sheva al tase with darcha, even an issue of deraisa. So in the Sefer Kedushas Yom Tov brings the Teretz in this kasha. He says that this question, the question of the Mordechai, was really he was asking it according to Reb Shlomo. He was asking it according to the Shita of Reb Shlomo the Yavish. According to the Shita of Mordechai, it wouldn't have been difficult. Of according to Abshalom himself, the way he learns, it is a question. Why? Because he proceeds with a different question. Why did the Mordechai bring the raya from this Gemara? He could have went directly to the Gemara in Yevamos. It says that it's not considered a bittul mitzvah to wear a beged without tzitzis. So we see as follows that according to Reb Shloimeh Midayovich that there's an iser to put on a baguette of tzitzis, obviously he will consider that thing oiker dover min atayra bekun vasei. That himself will be considered being oiker bekun vasei. That itself, really, we could prove really from the Gemara of Yevamos alone. The Gemara calls it Sheva Al Tase. Obviously, that Gemara is clearly not learning that the mitzvah that there's an itzer to put on a beggar without tzitzis. Because if there'd be an itzer to put on a beggar without tzitzis, there would be considered being mavatel dov v'atayr v'kum v'asei. And therefore, how will Shlomo Dayovich learn the Gemara in Yevamos? He'll say that the Gemara in Yevamos is going according to Rav Chisda, that's a mild member of Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda in our Gemara holds that tzitzis is a chayv as mana. In other words, it's a chayv on the talis, even if you keep it in the cabinet. And according to Rav Chisda, clearly, if there is no there is no kumba atzei, there is no issur to wear a beged without dal kamtis. And therefore, definitely it's a passive act. However, according to Shondel's Fisa himself, that says there's an issur, so therefore, it would be considered being oikodavra matayra b'kumba atzei. And it would be considered being oikodavra matayra b'kumba atzei, so then Marjor Rashi should have been worried about the issur of not of wearing a beged without tzitzis. Therefore, from there we see that there is no after issur in wearing a beged of four kamtis without tzitzis. So to try to explain the shita of Shlomo Dayovich, first we'll try to get a better understanding in the shita of the Morcha. The Mechor Hashem explains that the shita of the Morcha that says that we're allowed to put our beged of Dalet kamtis and Shabbos, and even though we're going to end up wearing a beged without tzitzis. However, at that point, I'll be an artist. In other words, I'm allowed to put on the beged. And now, once I'm wearing the beged, I'm mechuyav to put on tzitzis, but I can't put on tzitzis. So there's no becoming tzitzis essay. So Mechor of Asman explains that from that we see that something which is an artist is, in other words, when a person is an artist, it's not considered that there was an aver done at all. In other words, it's not just that there is a ma'aseh aver has been done here, except he's not liable for doing it. Because if so, then a person, we would tell him, don't put on the beged, and don't put yourself into a situation where you're going to be over the issur b'ayis. However, if transgressing the issur b'ayis is not considered a ma'aseh issur whatsoever, then there's no problem. There's no reason why I should not put myself into a situation where I'm going to be over issur b'ayis. Therefore, he says that the reason why we're allowed to put on the beged is because, what are you going to tell me? Don't put on the beged, and don't get into the situation where you have to put on tzitzis and not put it on. There's no problem, because the situation which I'm bringing to me here is an honest situation. And there's no problem for putting myself in a situation where the bittul mitzvah essay will be how you say honest. So therefore, from that understanding, we can understand the Rav Shlomo Dayovich. Not that he holds that there's actually an issur, like a law, to wear four kamtis without tzitzis. However, he does not accept this premise that being over Issa B'Oinis is nothing. He says it's a Maisa Issa, and the idea is don't put on the beggar on Shabbos and bring yourself into a situation where you are going to be Mabato the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. So therefore, we can understand that if so, the Shabbos also holds that the bittul mitzvah of tzitzis is a passive act. In other words, until now we were understanding that there's an issur, an active issur. It's as if the Torah said, do not put on a beged of dalet kamtis. So what to say? A lot of what we call it say. Since it said put on tzitzis, there's an issur to put on a beged without tzitzis. Now we're understanding, no, and then it would be difficult from this Gemara. How come my Rav Ashi wasn't worried about that if it was the kumba say? And I think actually hold back the mozcha. The act is passive. The not putting on the tzitzis on the beggar they're already wearing. Then why aren't you allowed to put it on Shabbos? For a different reason. Because you're not allowed to put on a beggar and bring yourself into a situation which will come to a bittul mitzvah essay. And therefore, once again, it can't be proved from this Gemara that there is no issur to put on a beggar, because there is an issur to bring yourself into such a situation. But still, Kavanah Brinis would be doicha this issur, because because the issur, he's transgressing b'shev al tasa and not the kumbasa. So now we'll discuss a little bit with the other achronim. The achronim discuss very many different things, different ideas, which relate to this machlokes between the Morcha and Rav Shlomo Dayovich. The Shagis Aryeh in Simul Amud Beis, he wanted to bring the raya to the Morcha. The Morcha, says the B'Shem Tzitzis, the Riazokin. From our days, says that if there's an Isser to put on a beggar without Tzitzis, so too, there should be an Isser to put on a beggar without Tzitzis. So, today, which we don't have Tzitzis, So how do we wear a beged? Our beged of Baal Kashrus, which only has tzitzit of lovin, and we're mavato the mitzvah of chelis. So according to the Mordechai, it's good. I put on my beged, I'm allowed to put on the beged. He has the tzitzit, I have the tzitzit of lovin, very good. But you tell me now all of a sudden you become obligated to put on chelis. I'm an artist, I don't have chelis. So I'm proper. So therefore there's no problem whatsoever. But according to Shlomo Rebbe Yovish, that says that we can't put on, we're not allowed to put on a beged of Baal Kashrus and be mevatel all the mitzvah. So too, we should not be able to be mevatel the mitzvah of chelis. And therefore, I should leave the Baal Kashrus off, even though I'm going to end up not being, I'm going to end up not being a mekayim the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis of the lovin, but I won't become not being mevatel the mitzvah's work of chelis. So therefore, according to the Mordechai, it says, always put on the beged, and then you are required to put on the tzitzit, so it's good. We put on the beged, and our obligation to put on the tchelis, we're potter, because we don't have tchelis, we're honest. But according to Shlomo Yovish, it says, we cannot start with the process, you're not allowed to put on a beged. So therefore, we should not wear a beged of Baal Kashrus at all. So, the Shagzai himself says that that maybe there's a difference. There's a difference between putting on a belly of Baal Kashrus which has no tzitzis, or putting on a belly of Baal Kashrus which has one of them. Why? Because to put on a belly of Baal Kashrus with more tzitzis, then I'm coming to be mazal mitzvah for no reason. However, here, by not putting on the tzitzis, I'm losing the mitzvah of lover. So let's say that the essay of the mitzvah of lavan should be darker the essay of the mitzvah of chelis. In other words, since if I don't put on the tzitzis, if I don't put on the beged, I won't be mekayim the mitzvah of the tzitzis lavan. So therefore, let me put, even though I'm over in Eitzer, I mean the vato of the essay of chelis, but being mekayim the mitzvah's essay of tzitzis of lavan will be darker being mevato the mitzvah's essay of chelis. So the Shagasayeh brings the raya that we don't say such a thing. From the Gemara in the end of Chulin. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin that if a person needs birds for a mitzvah, needs the birds for a mitzvah, he needs for his cousin. And in order to get the birds, he'll have to take them and not do Shuruach HaKen, which is also a mitzvah's essay. So, and he doesn't have any other birds. So we want to say, let the essay of Taras HaMitzvah, of bringing the Korban Mitzvah, be doicha the essay of Shuruach HaKen. And the Gemara says, no, any essay doicha essay. Even though I now need these birds, and if I don't have them, I won't be able to nekayim the mitzvah of Taras HaMitzvah, the mitzvah of the Korban. Still, when I say that it better be Sheva Al Tasa, in other words, passively be over that mitzvah rather than actively being over the essay of Shuruach HaKalev, sending away the mother. Therefore, we see from there that one essay cannot be Mavato the other essay. So therefore, he wants to be the Raya the same way, according to the Son of the Yovish. How can we go together with Tzitzit? How can we go today? How can we go with stitches of Avon? We should rather not put on beged of the beged of four compass and not be mavato the mitzvah essay of Chelis. So the title in Shil Zankiv says a very interesting terrace to this raya of the Shaksari. And he makes a very interesting distinction between the case of the Mitzvah and Shluach HaKein, and the case of the Lovin and the Tzeres. Let's analyze. What happened there? In the case of the Gemara Chulin, we had a possibility, one possibility to bring these birds, and that was to take them away and be Mavatla Mitzvah's essay, Shluach HaKein. However, the Mitzvah of Shluach HaKein, on the other hand, was told me, don't bring the Korban Mitzvah, and do Shluach HaKein, send away the birds. In that case, our choice, what was the choice? One essay or the other essay? In other words, if I don't take the birds for the mitzvah, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah shuluch hakein. And if I don't take the birds for the material, I won't be the kind of Mr. Shluch HaKen. So therefore, on either side, I'll have one essay. I will have been the kind of mitzvah of Shluch HaKen if I did not take the birds. I'll be Mavato mitzvah of Shluch HaKen, and then I'll be Mavato the essay of Tati Mitzvah. Or the other way around, I'll be Mavato the essay of Shluch HaKen, and I'll be Mekayim mitzvah of Shluch HaKen. So it's one against one. And one against one, I say, rather leave the actively don't take the birds, and passively be over the essay of Tarek Mitzvah. However, over here, what do we say? The question is as follows. If I pass and I don't put on the baggage, then I won't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lovan. I'll have no mitzvah. Not Cheros or not Lovan. I'll be left with no mitzvah whatsoever. However, if I put on the baggage, then I'll be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lovan and be Mavad to not Cheros. From that we don't have a riot. Where if we're in the case of the Chulin, in the end, I'll have no mitzvah. So maybe in that case they say the mitzvah of Tais Mitzvah will not be Deicha to Esed Shluch HaKen. But over here, if I don't put on the tzitzis, then I won't have the mitzvah of Pcheros or Lovan. And therefore, I can't bring a raya in such a case, what's for Halacha? Maybe in such a case I'll say, put on the beggar and be Mekayim the mitzvah of Lovan, because the mitzvah of Pcheros will be Mevakel anyway I don't have the mitzvah of Pcheros. Now the question is, on one side I'll have the mitzvah, on one side I won't. Hey, the mitzvah chelta anyway won't have, even if I put on the lovin. So therefore, better put on the lovin, and not, and be mevatel mitzvah chelta. There's another question, yes, on the Morcha, from tomorrow in Beit, says that if a person has an yontif, he has a bird or a chaya, which he wants to eat, and he wants to shecht it, so we need kifir adam. You know that on an oif or a chai after the shechita, we have to cover the dam for us. Now, the Gemara speaks there that we're not allowed to grind up dirt. If we have hard dirt, you're not allowed to grind it up, it's toichin, in order to cover the dam of the tzifa. So, the Gemara says that if you have ready dirt or sand which you can cover the dam with, then you're allowed to shecht. But if you don't, you're not allowed to, and you rather don't shecht the animal and leave it, and leave the animal and don't shecht it, let's eat something else, because you're not allowed to shecht it and not be able to be mechatzel the dam. So the Rav Shlomo Eger and Shulchan Aruch asks, and the Mordechai, you say that on Shabbos I'm allowed to put on the beggar without the tzitzis, and now I'm an oinus and I can't put on the tzitzis. It's okay, I'm an oinus and I can't be the kind of mitzvah. So the same way, why can't I shecht the animal and or shecht the bird, and now I have a mitzvah kisei adam? Mr. Tzitzis, I can't be Mekayimis, because I don't have offer. Be honest, I don't have any offer. So what's the problem? What's the difference between shechting the bird on Yontif and putting on the beggar of Devil Kansas on Shabbos? Seems it's the same thing. The bit of mitzvah essay, the fact that I won't be able to be Mekayim the essay in the end, will only be the honest. So, Lachroinim say a possible third to this question. The question is here, how we mean Mavato, the mitzvah saseh. If a person shechts this bird today, this individual bird, what's his choice? You shecht it today, and don't be Mekayim Kisei Adam, or don't shecht it today, and shecht it tomorrow. Tomorrow, you will be Mekayim Kisei Adam. So therefore, if she shechts it today, he'll never be able to be Mekayim Kisei Adam. It'll be over. He'll shecht the bird and eat it today, and tomorrow this bird doesn't exist anymore. So tomorrow, I won't be able to be Mekayim anymore Kisei Adam. Or, leave it for tomorrow, and then tomorrow, I could be Mekayim Kisei Adam. In such a case, I say, don't be Mavato, the mitzvah say, by shechting it today. However, in the case of the tzitzis, tomorrow, I'm going to learn the tzitzis anyway. In other words, I'm not losing the mitzvah. The question is on today. Today, by shedding the book today, I'm losing the mitzvah forever. I'll never be able to be mechatz of the dam of this tzipor anymore, because this tzipor has already been shechted and eaten, so I'm losing it forever. However, the mitzvah, by the beged, tomorrow I'll put again the tzitzit, that's tomorrow's tzitzit. But today he's wearing the beged. Why should I lose out the wearing of the beged today because of the tzitzit tomorrow? And therefore, the disciple says to Kiyos Yaakov that we can answer the question of Rav Shlomo Eger, that he said that he asked that according to the Mordechai that said no problem with Mabatol and Mitzvah Tzatzei, that bring yourself in the oinus, that's only in a case like the beged of the tzitzit, that the mitzvah eventually I will be Mekayim, I won't be losing it forever. However, in the case of Shechting, the Behem and Yosef, since I'll lose it forever, therefore I will lose it. therefore, I cannot shech the tzei and lose the mitzvah. The Chacham also speak about a different question relating this focus, which is the question which we touched on before, the din of etzah d'chaloytzei that we have in klein b'tzitzis. We know that we said before that min ha'Torah, a person is allowed to put on a beged of dal kanfus, which of Pishtun, which have tzitzis of chelus, and even though it's of shatnas, you can't do chelus. So now the question, no, the Klal Tosfos speaks about here many times that in order for there to be a div etzedar chalosse, the etze and the losse have to come at the same time. They have to come simultaneously. However, if the losse comes before the mitzvah's etze, then you cannot go and transgress the mitzvah's losse because in the future I am going to be mekayim the mitzvah's etze. So the Chacham asks, according to the Mordechai, how is the person ever going to be ever allowed to be over to put on a beged of klein b'tzitzis? Because we know the issue of klein is lavisha. When the issue is to put on to wear a beged of shatnas. Now, if I have a talis which already has shatnas in it, the second I put it on, I'm being oiv. However, the according to the Mordechai, the mitzvah really comes after. It's not a time question, but rather it's something which only starts after you're wearing the beged. In other words, the din is, if you're wearing a beged of dal kanfus, then you must put on it. So it comes out that the iser of kalayim is actually when you're putting the beged on. However, the mitzvah is only mekayim after you're wearing the beged. So therefore, even though it might happen at the same second, but it's consecutive. In other words, first we are over the issue of klayim by putting on the beged, and then, only then, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis by putting on the tzitzis. So some dachrayim answer with Tosfos and Menachos and other places that say that if it's impossible to get to the mitzvah's essay without prior passing over the mitzvah's loisei say, then it's considered up there simultaneously. So therefore, even though actually the mitzvah tzitzis is going to be mekayim only after the over the mitzvah's loisei say, it's considered still considered in there, and we say esedah kolos.